Talk to us first about last night's game. Great to see the offense going and obviously in the bats coming around. But, John, I got to believe it's more of a sense of relief than it is anything else because there are some guys on this team. We knew this team was going to get the bats going at some point, and it's nice to see the some point coming up right now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're starting to heat up. Like you said, I mean, we had just about everybody in that lineup got off to a slow start for the most part, except Reyes, really. And, they're all starting little by little, kicking it in gear. And hey, we have a good offense, and it's starting to come together. We've been playing some pretty good baseball lately, so you just ride that. You know, we just need to, we need to shore up the starting pitching a little bit and, keep the offense rolling, and we should be fine.
Gibby, I got to ask you about Sean Nolan. He's going to make his major league debut tonight. What do you know about Sean Nolan? What should we know about Sean Nolan? We know that he has only 30 innings pitched in Double-A, but there's got to be a lot more information that we on the outside are not privy to. Can you share some of that with us?
Well, Dirk, you don't know a whole lot less than we do, to be honest with you.
That's a little scary.
One thing about Nolan, the guy's always won. Wherever he goes, he's one of those guys. They just win. And he's got a good arm. He knows how to pitch. He's got a good idea of how, he can mix things up. He's kind of a savvy left-hander, I guess the way you can sum it up. But, it boils down to some guys win, some guys lose. And to this point, he's always been a guy that wins. So that's, there's a lot to be said for that.
John, is there a sense in the clubhouse when a kid comes in like that and meets the teammates for the first time and a starting pitcher in a role and a young guy and all the pressure on him, let the guys sit around and think, you know what, let's have this guy's bat here today, because sometimes you really see teams just kind of, not that everyone's trying to get a hit every time they come up to bat, let's be honest about it, but there's got to be a sense of like, you know what, we owe this kid our best here today. He's in a spot because, listen, it's a major league debut at a Double-A. It's not easy.
No, everybody's pulling for him. Everybody wants to see him be successful in the guys out there on the field, they want to do their part to make it as memorable as possible. Last time I was here managing, we brought up a kid almost the same circumstances, Jesse Litch. And it was against Baltimore and went eight and two thirds innings and did one heck of a job. At that time we didn't know what to expect. So really with Nolan, anybody in their debut, you never know what to expect. And a lot of times though, the kids, they rise above and they perform better than expected. And, the key thing is he gets out there, gets a couple hitters out early, and he can kind of settle in and do his thing. So, but we expect him to shine tonight. We really do.
We're joined with John Gibbons here, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. John, how much do you get to play a role in who is selected to come up and fill a start? Is that something that you're consulted on? I'm sure you're at least made aware of it, but how much power do you really have to like say this guy or not that guy? Is that something that you get to do, or is the decision made for you and then you have to endorse it?
No, I have a big say in who we bring up. Alex and myself, and we'll talk to, of course, our pitching coaches, and then Alex's assistants out there. But yeah, we all throw our heads together and come up with the best solution. But I don't think it'd be fair to anybody, not let everybody have some kind of input. There's things that go into those decisions. You can't automatically just grab anybody at any time. It doesn't work that way. But Alex consults me on that, and then he values my opinion. So yeah, I do have a pretty good say in that.
I got to ask about Brett Laurie. Started off to kind of a cold start right now, under 200, but he's been hitting the ball hard at some people. Can you diagnose why maybe Brett Laurie has started off so cool?
Derek, I see it the same way you do. I mean, you look at his numbers around the 200 mark there. I think he swung the bat better than that. There's been a number of times this year he's hit the ball right on the money and has nothing to show for it. That's just the way the game goes sometimes. It takes a while to get back over, get back on top. But he's working hard every day. He's giving it his best effort. And in the end, I think he's going to end up having a great year. He's done a lot of good things to help us win and play some good baseball here. He really has. And, anytime he steps into the batter's box, you feel that something good's going to happen. Whether it does or not, he gives you a shot to, he can do a lot of damage at the plate. So, and then defensively, you know, nobody's better out there at third base. So, I mean, he's helped save us a lot down there, too. So he's only going to get better. And the one thing you can count on, you know, about Brett, you know, he comes to play every night, shows up. There's nothing on the field. So, you know, you can't ask for any more than that.
Yeah, I love watching. Last night I thought Brett was going to run out of the dugout and club Jose Bautista to death out of pure joy for the walk-off, that walk-off win. He's so intense. Last night, the Orioles rolled out a super prospect in Kevin Gausman who could reach 100 miles an hour. What did you see from him as a manager looking at a rookie making a start? You know, was there anything that impressed you about him? And is there anything that maybe Sean Nolan could take from Kevin going into his start tonight?
Well, Dirk, I was very impressed. I mean, he took to the mound. You know, he looked like he belonged. You know, that's the first thing you look for. The way the guys carry themselves, they look a little nervous. And, you know, he looked like he's been here before. And like you said, he's got a great arm, and he showed that. You know, we were fortunate. I mean, we ended up getting with the big home run by Aaron Cedars put us up. But to that point, you know, I mean, he was pitching very well and was holding us in check. But you know, he's got a bright future. You can just see. The arm's the main thing, but he looks like he knows what he's doing. He's got a very good changeup, and I think he did a nice job in his debut, and I'm sure, you know, depending on, you know, what they need over there, he's going to have a great career. So, but, yeah, as far as Nolan, you know, like I said earlier, you never really know what to expect in a guy's debut. You know, they're usually so pumped up, and, you know, the key is can they settle in and relax and block out everything that's going on around them and just realize it's just still the same old game of baseball. It's just at the highest level. But if you execute your pitches and do what you've always done, you got a chance to be successful. So that's the big thing, I think, is getting through the emotional part. And if they can do that, they usually do a pretty good job.
John Gibbons, manager of the Blue Jays, is with us. Roger Lajoie for Jeff Blair today and Dirk Hayhurst here at Baseball Central on Sportsnet and Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Gibby, final question. We'll let you go. The fans here, of course, and you know, you've been – on the radio station here in Toronto many times talking with fans, and you understand the passion. It's tough for fans when they look at the standings and they see where the team is in the record. And of course, you guys are living it on a day-to-day basis. What do you do to keep the players motivated, fixated on keeping your eye off the standings and keeping your eye on a day-to-day basis? It's got to be tough at times because you know you've dug yourself out of a hole, but you also know you've got 115 games left in the season.
Yeah, you know, we do. I mean, there is a lot of time left, a lot of games, and you know, we're starting to play some pretty good baseball right now. So we just tell these guys, hey, you know, all you got to worry about is winning the game today. You know, yesterday's gone. You can't get too far ahead of yourself, and that's really how you have to approach it. You know, go out and win today, and then we'll take it tomorrow and see what happens after that. If you try to plan things out, well, if we do this, do that, but you know, I mean, that doesn't work that way. You know, you can. I mean, this game can surprise you in a lot of ways. You can get on those big, big rolls that you really don't expect, and that can take you right back to the top, and it can also go the other way. So you just got to try to maintain some stability and focused on what you're doing that particular day. And in the end, you know, if you're good enough, you'll be there. If you're not, you won't. It's that simple.